Hi, I'm Val, your favorite super loner.
And I'm Alana, the better super loner.
We've been over this. I'm the favorite,
Yeah, you can't
and you're
seem to
just
get
sitting here.
you can't seem to get the point.
Anyways, welcome to podcast episode
Episode
two.
two. Okay. So what's been going on recently?
Oh my God, so much. Too much.
So much yet so little.
So much, yet so little. Work and school have been kicking our buttocks.
Yeah, like if there's like a pause button on life right now,
I
I would
want
want to
it.
press
I
it.
want it. I just want to go
Like right now.
right now. But obviously we can't. So I guess you want to just do a recap?
Recap?
A recap of it's been 3 weeks, I think, 2 weeks since we did the original episode.
2, 3 weeks,
First episode. So we're finally, hopefully, getting back on that. I had some issues with uploading because I'm dumb and I don't know how to read. I'm the producer and I'm also on the show.
And I'm the carry.
This one just sits here and talks, so that's not fair. Not fair. Anyway, this weekend was probably the worst weekends of my life. And I
You
will
say
stay.
that every weekend.
No, I will stand by my decision. I think I was sleep deprived because
You'd
we
say
didn't sleep and that's your fault. Somebody wanted to come here.
that's fair.
Oh, anyway, I am a manager at a place of work.
And I'm her, what's it called?
You're my
A
assistant.
substitute, her assistant.
So I'm a manager and we both work there, but I'm the manager and you're the crew.
I'm a
So
crew.
you're down here and I'm just all over here.
There are
Anyway,
like height differences in the
okay,
office.
shh. So it was my weekend to do overnight. So that means both the days, Friday and Saturday nights. I had to do the overnight shift, which is from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Saturday was just
The
a
worst,
hell of a mess. I thought it was fine.
bro.
Like I was
No,
vibing.
you were not vibing. You were making drinks. You were presenting. You were taking lanes.
And not once did I complain. I deserve a raise.
Okay, listen. As a manager, I have certain responsibility. I gotta clean the coffee machine. I gotta close the day. I gotta count my tills. We have to still mop
Okay,
and
this is boring shit.
clean.
No one listened. I mean, this is boring. No one wants to listen to that, okay? Everyone wants to listen to how I stalked the bakery.
No. Okay.
I made the executive decision to, help my manager out because she was clearly struggling. And
You were the only other crew. We had somebody in kitchen, Elena, and me. It was literally the worst. People were ordering food. I'm not even kidding. Like big meals, like $50 worth, where she had to use my code to punch in and approve of the order.
So basically, when you're taking orders, right? If it's over, if it or if it exceeds $50, it means that's a lot of food. You gotta make sure like it's right. So we gotta punch in a code, like a manager's code. So the manager kind of has to oversee, make sure the order is right, whatever. I had to do that like 3 or 4 times within 30 minutes, meaning we had like around $150 worth of food we
Maybe
had to
like
make.
upwards of like two, almost 300, I feel like, because I did one too once.
Oh.
So like, and meanwhile, we're supposed to like start closing.
This was at 3:30.
We're supposed to start closing around four and like cleaning
Nah,
up.
this was at 3:30 and an entire residential area just decided to
fucking
feed the village. Like they all just came in one by one, like a chonga line. And we got like a little
little conga line through the
God.
drive-through. I don't think it has ever been this bad without other people supporting us. Like we've had it that bad when we had like Mark or Royce until three.
Yeah, we would have like one other person with us. But this time at 3:30 in the morning, there was like 10 meals per order, and one of them was like I was taking someone's order, and I was like I don't know, I asked them to clarify something, and they're like it was so big. They're like, "Oh, I don't even remember what I ordered." I was
And I was struggling because I had sent the kitchen guy on break because it died down for like, I want to say
like it should.
10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, car after car after car after car, I was like, I just sent them on break. So I'm like dying in kitchen with like my screen was full at one point and we were
It was
pending.
so funny. So funny.
And Elena was taking lane, presenting, and running for herself and grabbing all the food. And I was like,
Dude, I remembered like 20 stuff off the top of my head. I'd be making like burgers and I'd be like, okay, so just to confirm, it's gonna be a 10 nugget combo with a filet combo with a. I was like.
okay. But the main part of this is that it was a bad night, but It was only, I think it was only bad because we were so sleep deprived. At least I was. I didn't take a nap. So the day prior, I'd done an overnight and I slept until, what was it, like maybe 3-4 o'clock. And I usually sleep until like 2-ish. So like recently, been sleeping in. So then somebody called me and, hint, hint, it was this one over here, and was like, I don't want to sleep. I'm not tired. I'm going to stay up and play Valorant.
I didn't play Valorant.
No, instead you started driving over here at 9:30 when I should have been sleeping.
Yeah, well, you kind of said no.
I did.
The funniest thing, though, I just came back from soccer practice at like 7:30, 8.
I don't know how you were not sleep deprived, though. That doesn't make any sense.
Red Bull.
I drank Red Bull too, and I was not flying. I was drowning. I was drowning in food. It was not fun. Oh, it was not fun. But on top of like school and stuff, the week prior was absolutely horrible for school.
Midterm season.
That doesn't apply to me, but you had a lot of midterms. I know you were really stressed. I was stressed about one single essay. And one single proposal. Where is it? There it is.
Yeah, and yeah. I was busting my ass every single day to get down to the campus.
I was so lucky. I didn't even attend any. I attended maybe two.
Oh.
I didn't have to even go to the other ones. But no, I don't know why. The week before reading week was honestly super, super stressful. And midterms are sucky.
No. Yeah. And the funniest thing, though, like a week before that, I'd lost my AirPod Pro.
No, that experience as a whole was
It's still going. It's been like around a month.
So when you lost the AirPods originally, we tried tracking it on like Find My iPhone and like that kind of thing. And they weren't showing up on Atlanta's phone. And we're like, oh, well, I guess they're gone, or like maybe they were in your bag or nobody picked them up. And then I'm like, hey, let me just check my where like all my stuff is. I go to find my iPhone and Elena's AirPods are on my phone. And I was like, huh? And they were weird. They were all the way in Ottawa. And this was during reading week. So we're like, oh, well, like maybe someone's like visiting there, or, like they live over there. And it's like, okay, so after reading week, or like, I think it was like the Thursday during reading week, they come back to Toronto. And I was like, this is our chance. We can get them back. Because you can, like, play a sound and stuff, and we'd probably be able to find them. But it's still ongoing. Hopefully, we'll maybe be able to find them tomorrow.
No. I'm, like, 99% sure it's from someone in my class, because it's where I am every day for my math lecture.
At the same building?
Yeah.
Really? And you didn't see them there? Or did they not go to the lecture?
So
did they skip
I saw one person who had AirPod Pros in when I got there, because I asked you to check before I got there.
Were they in that building with you? Yeah, right?
They were. And I forgot what he looked like, but like a vague, vague idea. But I asked my professor to kind of make an announcement. No one stepped up.
That's a funny thing too, though, because we have the mark as lost activation on it. So every time they connect, it should pop up saying, oh, these are lost. Like, make sure you find, you know, give them back. But like, I think they can still use them at that point.
No, but it's so annoying because they're obviously a very expensive piece of equipment. And like, when you put it on lost mode, they're like, these are not your AirPods, call this number.
Yeah.
One, they didn't call. Nope. Two, they should have like handed it into the professor.
You're like, oh, somebody lost.
Exactly.
These.
That like there's like three other AirPods that's been like found that way.
Really? I don't know that.
Yeah, because when I asked my professor, he showed me like three other AirPods. Like, are these yours?
Were they pros or no?
They're like random ones.
Damn. And then the ironic thing too, though, when I was down at Madame to record Rant Live. When I was there, they were, like, right across, like, maybe, like, a block away. But I didn't see it when I was filming because, I was filming. So I didn't look until I was already past the place that they were, and I was all the way to your campus.
Mm-hmm.
So then I didn't get to go, confront said person about that. But, yeah. What an experience university has been so far.
I feel like, it's like a pet peeve of mine. When people are like, oh, I want the college experience. I want the college experience. You know, like, I want to see everyone and make so many new friends and just recreate this entire image of myself.
It's a lot harder than it seems, though. That's the problem.
Maybe I'm just saying this because I'm experiencing university in a COVID time, a COVID world where things are quite more isolated than they used to.
It is changing, though. I feel like next year it's going to be all in person. And then that's really where it's going to thrive.
I don't know.
But the restrictions are already dropping where we are.
That's true. But even now, like, say if we, like, start, say if we start opening things up, like, that's just going to make us more in person. But even then, it's a lot more lonelier than what everyone else makes it out to be.
I feel like we need to live on campus in order to get anywhere, or at least close to campus. Because literally, when I was in class, first class ever, everyone's like, oh, where do you live? They're like, oh, Hyde Park, we're not that far. I'm like, oh, yeah, I live all the way in, like, Woodbridge. So. Yeah.
But, like, there was someone I knew who lived on Res, and she was homesick and she was lonely.
Would we get homesick?
No, but is it just the fact that she didn't make any friends on campus? And maybe, like, to each his own, but still, I feel like inherently it's a lot more lonelier than what everyone thinks, because everyone, like, oh, everyone's gonna be like, oh, they're, like, gonna go to parties every weekend.
Oh, I didn't think we were people. I was gonna go to parties.
I didn't think so either, but I thought I would find people by now, you know, like, to study with, at least.
See, my program, it's more, we don't study. That's not a thing. So I feel like when it comes to finding people you can work with, it's, like, whatever's in your class. And since we do a lot of group projects, we're gonna become acquaintances. We're not gonna become friends, so no one's gonna invite me to go get bubble tea down the street. Which sucks, but I mean, I guess it is what it is. I don't know if there's anything we can really do about that. It's more like,
I know, but
just live it, no?
Sucks, man.
I don't know what sucks.
Just be, like, in the library by yourself and you see, like, other groups of people just, like, studying.
Okay, their I feel own little like you clique. Can't. But, like, what if they're, like, third years and they've they're known each other third so years. Long? You're comparing yourself to a third
but
year.
But then it's gonna be like, oh my god, like, my first year's already done. Like, I only have year two.
Don't even remind me.
Yeah, I only have my second year to make all these friends. And then if I don't have friends, then it's gonna be by, like, year three. I'm gonna be a loner.
We are a loner.
No, it's different.
That's the name of our podcast.
Not podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We are super loners. We've been over this. We have no friends.
No, but... No. I feel like also recently, even though it's kind of going off on a tangent, a lot of friendships, right, aren't natural.
No.
Like, it's either you got someone kind of putting in the effort and trying to hang out with everyone, and then I'm just saying making friends in general is like a tenfold process. Like, you got those who you first meet initially and, like, you guys just chime and, like, you click and you have, like, this charisma going on, but then after that there's nothing to follow, like, no one follows up with anything.
It's so all then, nice in the beginning, and then it goes downhill eventually.
Yeah, there's, like, a honeymoon phase for friendships, honestly.
But I also feel like, I know for Amy, I can always back Amy up with this kind of stuff. And same with, like, Leah. They're never the type of people to ask, hey, hang out with me. Whereas, I always have to do it. And I'm not saying that's completely a bad thing. It's just that's how they are. They don't want to ask people because they're also thinking, oh, what if this person doesn't want to hang out with me? Yeah, as much as I love them.
You are also thinking the same thing. But then you're the only one putting yourself out there, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, because then if you're going to ask, right? And then they're like, oh, not today, I'm busy. And they do that a couple times. And they never asked either. That's going to kind of show you a lot of signs that maybe they're not as interested in me as I once thought. And same thing with trying to find friends in school. Like, you're going to ask, hey, you want to hang out this day? And be like, no, I have a lot of homework. Or, like, they just keep on, like, blowing you off. And, like, you're just trying to make friends. And they're like...
You're going to click with somebody, though. And if you go in having that mentality, you're never going to find someone that meets your standards.
Of people blowing me off because it's making me seem desperate.
You're not desperate. Well, maybe. Okay, you're the one that wants this college experience right now.
Not... Okay, I feel like I kind of made it seem like I'm, like, desperately craving
that. That's what you're definitely telling me.
No, but, like, I just want a friend.
Of course.
That's not a college experience. That's, like...
The bare minimum. It's the bare minimum.
I mean, I have one friend that Like, we used to go to high school together, so quite often. But it was just, it's, like, you can tell it's on a strictly, like, school basis.
But I feel like all our other friends are strictly on a gaming basis.
Right.
That's where we met them.
Yeah.
If you think about it that way. Amy's on a high school basis. High school. Amy's doing her own stuff right now.
No, but it's like, weird because, you know, like, you thought you guys are kind of, you know, on the same page. And then until you find yourself in this kind of gray area, or, like, are we more than just online friends, or are we not?
I feel like it's a rough patch because you gotta see it from all different sides. They are going through their last year of high school, our friends that we're currently friends with, and I feel like it's important to also see the other side. Like, they just want to enjoy their last year, and they don't really, you know, we're in university already, and when they get to university, I guarantee it's going to be different. But again, everything and everyone goes through this sort of rough patch in their life, or multiple rough patches, where they're gonna be more distant, or they're only gonna hang out with certain people. Because it's happened before. It happened with me.
That's true.
Right? Like, you can't just be like, oh, damn, they're in a gray area.
Okay, but that's also, like, yeah, we have these people who are kind of, you know, going through their own stressors and stuff. But then how about the cases where, you know, we're both going through the same stress type of thing? Like, say, work. Like, how about our work friends, you know?
Yeah, we work together, and we have friends at work that we only do work things with. Like, when we went out with Sajad and Joanne.
Yeah.
Great time. But, like, majority of the time, we were talking about things that have to do with work, because they are our work friends. Like, it's the same with my mom. She works for Rogers, and she has a few friends that, you know, she helps out with the work, and she talks to a few people, and it's strictly about work. They'll talk about a few things in their personal life, but it ends up going to work. That's just how a work friendship is.
At what point are you able to find someone in that environment and make it, like, an actual friendship?
I think it depends on the person. And if you can't find the right person that meets, like, that standard that you're putting on friends.
You know, I'm not putting a standard on a friend. The dynamics.
That's a standard.
Okay, no, but I'm not saying I want my friends to act a certain way.
There you are.
No.
Yeah, you want it to be even.
Yeah.
That's acting a certain way, though. Because not everybody's like that.
Okay, but I'm not saying that everyone I meet for my work has to turn out to be a genuine
relationship. You just want one at least.
I'm just saying, at what point do we move from that type of dynamic to an actual friend-to-friend relationship and not a co-worker-to-co-worker relationship?
Like, I think it's just really hard during, like, quote-unquote, COVID, because as much as we're getting out of it, no one's used to having this much social interaction. So for, like, 3 years, we all basically hid in our houses, only left to go to work.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the only social place we had.
There was a period in time where that's literally...
And I think everyone still has shitty social batteries. Like, we went to Yorkdale, and I'm not... For my birthday, we went to Yorkdale.
Yeah.
And I'm not even joking, though. Like, as soon as we walked in, I had a headache. And we walked to, like, a few stores, and then we were like, I'm gonna go get food. And we ended up going to get ramen, like, 5 minutes into the trip.
Yeah, like, that's actually a genuine problem. Like, we do not have, like, the social stamina from malls or any, like, busy places anymore. Just because, like, we haven't done it for such a long time. So going into it, it's just, like, just a rush all at once.
I know. Like, we need to retrain ourselves to be in social situations for more than, like, 20 minutes. Because realistically, during COVID, when things were kind of open and we would go, we'd only stay for 20 minutes. Like, we'd go get whatever we need to, and then we would go home.
Just, like, condition.
Yeah, like, we need to start going to the mall, like, you guys. Like, I've always hated shopping, but if we want to have a social life, we need to train ourselves.
Learn how to be in social events.
Yeah, like, we need to, it's like the gym of social batteries.
Yeah.
Get start working out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure everything is gonna turn around, and I'm sure everything's gonna get better, and I don't think it's gonna be like this forever. It's just something we're gonna adjust to, and it sucks. Sucks booty hole. But
booty hole.
We're gonna have to do it. It's gonna happen. It's gonna take a lot of time.
You look sad. No, I'm just like, I'm gonna have to go to work after this.
Oh, yeah. About that. Oh, it's 6:30 already. So, yeah, we can get going soon. This is probably gonna be, like, one of the shorter episodes. Nothing wrong with it. It takes a while to edit, though. Because last time we did an hour, and I had to cut it down to 35 minutes on the dot. Stressful. Cutting 20 seconds out when you have nowhere to cut 20 seconds. I was literally just taking out every single pause I possibly could. Like, every single one.
Just like a slight inhale and just cut.
Yeah! Oh my god, any space, because you can see the waveforms, any space where there was no waves, I cut the whole thing. And it was difficult!
Is that something you'd want to do when you're older, though?
Like... Audio's fun. I like being on set doing audio, that's also fun. But I also like camera operators. I can tolerate editing. I used to have more of a passion for editing.
And you're just gonna... a bunch of clips from like Goodwill or something.
No, it's just when I'm not filming it, I don't have the passion to edit it.
Is that scary for you though? Like when you're doing something in uni, right? And you can find yourself having no drive or desire to do it. Like, is that gonna scare you, say, if I do something like this in the future and I don't like...
No, because getting real life experience where it's not just school stuff. So like when I do Rams Live, for example, that stuff, I'm like, oh my god, I can do this the rest of my life and I'd be happy with it. Because it's, like, really fun. Like, especially when you're doing sports games, because it's always different. The game's never gonna be the same. You're never gonna have the same camera movement.
Yeah.
I know you sent me, like, a TikTok, I think it was, with the camera operator at NBA so cool. game. I think it was the All-Star or something like that. And the fact that he was just on the player, out, and then he zooms into the ball, out to the player, zooms into the ball. I just thought it was so cool. And when I went to the Rams Live, like, literally the next day or something, I tried doing it, and they were like, oh, that's such a good job.
Did you?
I didn't do it exactly, but I tried speeding up and opening, closing, opening, like...
You know what? I feel like a lot of people don't realize, but that's also a big stress of uni. You're like, oh, if I don't like what I'm studying right now, or even if I don't get a good mark on this test, it's a clear indicator that I shouldn't be in this field and I should give up. But that's the school environment. Like,
yeah, like, my first assignment I did this semester, I got a 71 on it.
Oh.
And that was an, I think, what was it? It was a paper of some, not paper. It was a radio ad.
Yeah.
And I liked doing the radio ads last semester, and I got 80s and 90s on them.
But, like, that's, again, a school. Like, I feel like you can't really apply the skills or even interest. You can't apply the interests you have in a school environment because it's clearly
the
much...
The skill,
it's
you
much,
can.
It's, I feel like it's much more systematic in a school environment, and it takes out a lot of the creative expression.
This is why I don't like the grading system. I've always said this. I hate the fact that you are judged on your work with a number percentage of how well you do. And
but it's like, it's not even the grading, it's the way you're introduced to these topics and the way you have to approach them. You have to approach them like it's like a task list you have to do. Like, it's like questions and question and answers. You have to study, you have to do readings.
Like school is more than just completing projects and learning from that. It's also learning, like, life skills, as stupid as it sounds.
But I feel like you learn more life skills in, like, the field, you know? Like, where you went to Rams Live, or, say, for me, research opportunities. That way, you're able to combine, like, whatever interests you have with life skills. And then you see if that's a much better match, whereas you're strictly focusing on those interests and then taking that more systematic approach to it, which really makes it more two-dimensional.
Yeah,
than that's sounding
nerdy. This is why I'm the favorite. You know I love you. But yeah, I hate getting graded on a piece of work that I feel like could be really good.
That's way too much on
it. Even in high school, though, I hated the fact that if you got 70 below, your work absolutely horrible, you just met the requirements. And then when you go to like 80, 90, 100s, in high school, I'm saying, you don't get 100 in uni. But when I would get 100 in high school, I was like, damn, I'm like the best.
No, but that's what a 70 would mean. You're average, or like, you don't go, it's immediately telling you don't go above and beyond it. I don't
think that's true either. I just don't like the fact that we're graded on a percentage, we're graded on a letter. I don't think that's the way it should be graded. I think since we're learning something, I think feedback is the most important way to grade.
Oh my god, there's always a lot of teachers who just give you a mark.
Yeah.
And like, have like maybe one or two bullet points, but it doesn't even
If you're
up.
Gonna give me a mark, okay, I want feedback. And if like when we get like in further into our program, right, and we need like this standard. I hate that we need a standard to get into a certain like program. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think it should be more like, how much are you willing to work for it, you know?
I feel like a lot of opportunities should either, you know, look at your work exactly, or like have an interview or something like that. Yeah, right? Like if you, like, I don't really have one. I haven't really done it yet, which I probably should get on that. But I hate that it's grade-based. I don't think that's the way it should be done.
No, because there's a lot of stuff that's genuinely interesting, right? But in order for me to get into that program, I need to have, you know, like mid-80s, which is
stupid. It's stupid.
It's stupid. And like, it's genuinely interesting to me, but like, it's like, oh, you have to have at least an 80 in calculus, right? I'm not that strong in math. And because of that, I'm not going to get in.
So dumb. Like, sometimes I wonder if university is, like, necessary. Because as much as I'm learning stuff and I need it to...
You can learn much more.
To excel, but, like... University gives you those opportunities to learn about different stuff. That's the only thing where I can see it well, like working well. Like if I didn't go to like Ryerson, I probably wouldn't have done like Rams Live, because how am I gonna get into Rams Live if I'm not a Ryerson student? Yeah. So like opportunities but come
even,
from that too.
Even putting yourself out, like yeah. I know I shit myself every time I would have to do it.
Honestly, I think it's just you have to walk in there with this certain level of confidence. Like I know how to do my job. I know. Maybe I don't know exactly how to use a camera, but I have the idea of, okay, if I'm on the close-up camera, my job is to follow the ball, the puck, whatever I'm watching. If I'm on the wide camera, I'm just to pan left and right wherever the ball or puck is, right? And when you're on, like, the floor cameras, you're following the puck or ball, or, like, the player in that vicinity where your camera is placed. Like, there's certain things that you can tell yourself, like, I know the basics. It's just learning about everything else now, and I think you can apply that to everywhere else you go. Science, math, like, that kind of stuff. I know the basic, and if I'm gonna, you know, go do this internship stuff, I'm gonna learn more while I'm there. That's the whole point of it. You're not supposed to know everything going into it. This is a learning experience,
That's
right?
A good point.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you everyone for watching the podcast from me and my love. We are the Super Loners. Come back next week for another episode. Bye, y'all.
Or come back in 2 weeks.
No, one. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.